The Game 1 edition of the Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Sixers, you probably knew that already. Our conversation with the head coach, you probably know this too, is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. It was before Game 5 that I asked you about, we discussed looks at the rim, the balance of taking them versus kicking out. And as it turned out, that turned out to be something important over the final few games. What changed in that area as the series went on through Game 6 into Saturday night?
Well, we played with a real purpose of kicking out in Game 5. We missed a bunch of shots, but were able to win the home game here. And then we played with that same purpose for the beginning of Game 6, and at the start of the second half of Game 6. And that actually, I felt like, loosened up their defense a little bit from just protecting the rim. And once that happened, we were able to get to the rim and finish a little bit more. And, you know, hey, we're going to have to do some of the same here. These guys really swarm to the ball and swarm to the rim, and we're going to have to make the right reads and, you know, hopefully make some shots.
Al used the term simplified when he talked about things like that. Is that a overstatement? Is this just a different way to look at it, simplifying things offensively?
Well, we have to, and that's been our focus, you know, as we went through the last series. And you know, as you go through these series and teams get really familiar with what you do and what you do best, then I think it's about adding small tweaks and then figuring out what works no matter what their coverage is. And then, you know, just sticking with that. And that's what, you know, that's what we did in the last game. And, you know, we'll learn all that as we go through this series as well.
It seemed almost like bigger tweaks when you think about it. I was walking in here tonight just thinking about sort of the breadth of the first series, in which you have the Thonmaker addition and then the switch to Semi Ojeleye, and then Marcus Smart comes back. And it was, when you look at Game 7 versus Game 1, it was a pretty dramatic journey left and right through that 2 weeks.
Well, the one thing that not many people talk about that changed the series was no Henson.
Yeah.
And so that added minutes for Maker. You know, Henson played high 30s in a game early on in that series, and that made them play a lot of more minutes with Giannis at the five. And so there were a lot of challenges that came with that, and we got better as the series went on at attacking it, but at first it was very tough.
You watched the Sixers play this last round against Miami. It's odd that we haven't seen them in 3 months for a team in the division. It's in vogue now to talk about versatility on defense. Well, it occurred to me that one of the reasons why there are is because there are teams that throw so many looks at you on offense, and the Sixers are probably one of those teams at the top of the list.
Yeah, I mean, they probably are the most diverse offense in the East right now. I mean, when you think about, they post the ball, they really run. Embiid gives them a post up like very few guys in the league. And then they're as good coming off of catch-and-shoot actions as anybody in the league. So they run all kinds of different actions. You have to be prepared for all of them. You know, the great question, and it will be the question all the way through the series, is how much attention do you need to put on Simmons and Embiid? Because if you have to put a lot, you're going to give up threes, and that's not good. So, you know, that'll be a fine line and a balancing act. Those guys are awfully tough. So it'll be quite a challenge.
And it's interesting that you would bring those two up as the first two names, because that's pretty much what everybody does. And then part two of the Sixer conversation is, after people talk about how great those two have developed, is, well, look at the veterans they have added around them in Bellinelli, in Ilyasova, and the things they do. What strikes me as funny, 2 weeks after nobody was talking about Chris Middleton, is that they have a starter that made 200 threes, finished fourth in the league in defensive rating, and led them in plus-minus. And when no one was talking about Chris Middleton 2 weeks ago, no one's talking about Robert Covington now.
No, and you know, Robert Covington's had a great career arc there. They've done a great job with him. He's the one guy that's been there through and played through all of the tough times, and so I'm sure he greatly enjoys this run that they're on. But obviously adding Ilyasova, adding Bellinelli, Redick's, great play. And then, you know, the guy who I think not enough people talk about that really, really makes them go, that does tough things for them and skilled things for them, is Saric.
Yeah. What was it like to be in here on Saturday night for you, so as detached as you can be from environments? a Game 7 in Boston, almost everybody to a man, even the Bucks themselves. And even the Sixers took note of it. A lot of them have talked about it in their media coming in here. What an amazing environment that was.
Yeah, I mean, and the bad part is that's what I expected because we're spoiled. You know, we've got unbelievable fans, and you know, every playoff game it gets a little bit more fun.
And the next one is now Celtics and Sixers, Game 1 on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.